You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The Waltons and Little House on the Prairie cast members are coming to Rogersville, Alabama on December 3rd and 4th, and we want you to join us. The North Alabama Christmas Market not only includes a special meet and greet with some of your favorite cast members, but includes a vendor's market with antiques, jewelry, clothing, handmade crafts, and much more. That's the North Alabama Christmas Market in Rogersville, Alabama, December 3rd and 4th. For more information, email gravelroadmarket@gmail.com. I hope you'll make plans to be with us.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show, and it's a great day for Emily Moore, children's book author, as she has just released a new picture book, A Friend for Princess Ada. It's available now, and we're glad to have Emily on the line with us. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Emily.
Thank you, Mark. I'm really excited to be here.
This is an exciting day for you, I know, and I'm just glad to be part of it and to share in this joy that this is going to bring you and many people that get a copy of A Friend for Princess Ada.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope. It really is a book that was written out of love. My oldest daughter's name is Ada, and so she was at the heart of this story, and also just love for animals, and especially for dogs. Not to spoil the ending, but the perfect friend that Princess Ada finds is a puppy. And I actually grew up not with dogs in my home, not really liking dogs, and then when I got married, my husband loves them, and so I learned to love them, as we have had many dogs in our family, and so that kind of really inspired this book. It's named after my daughter, but it really is about, in a way, about my journey of realizing these dogs are pretty great.
Very sweet. That's a great story that you had to go through that experience. And I was raised with dogs growing up. We had a dog, and I've lost dogs, and it was heartbreaking to me to lose some of the dogs that I did. And we just gained a new puppy just a few weeks ago, and her name's Abby, and she's a Cavapoo, and we just love Abby in our house. I've never had a dog in the house. That wasn't something that was allowed when I was growing up. And Abby is learning to go outside to use the bathroom. And so there are brand new experiences for us and for Abby as we are growing together. And I'm looking forward to having Abby in our home for many years to come. So I understand this love of pets too.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely become part of your family. And like I said, I was actually really afraid of dogs until I was an adult. And I was like, okay, well, we're just going to get a puppy and we'll see how it goes. And our first dog, who sadly is no longer with us, but his name was Simon. And he was my best friend. I mean, he saw me through my first pregnancy, helped me when I felt sick. He was just the best. And so really, I mean, the book is dedicated to my daughter, but also to him for just teaching me about that kind of love that is such a gift. And I mean, people say this all the time, but like, we don't really deserve dogs as humans. They're just a gift from heaven into our lives to bring pure joy. And they are pure joy. Even when you're in the puppy stage and they're peeing on your floor, it sounds like that's where you're at.
That is a tough stage to go through. And that's what we have experienced here lately. Cora, my daughter, she said last night, "Mommy, Abby did her business in the floor again." Speaking of teaching and learning, where did your love of writing come from? Who taught you that? Was it back in school, in elementary school or middle school, high school? Where did you learn?
Yeah, so I think it really started in elementary school. I had a teacher who, she actually came in as a long-term sub halfway through the school year when my original teacher was having a baby. And my first teacher, nothing against her, she was great, but I just never felt like super successful in her class, I guess. And then this teacher that was our sub, she gave us an assignment to write a book of poetry. This was in fifth grade, a book of poetry for Mother's Day. So I don't still have this book. Maybe my mom does. I don't know. But I'm sure it was not great. You know, it's fifth grade poetry. But my teacher was so lavish with her praise and just, "You are such a good writer. This is so good. Look at, you know, these rhyming and all of these things and the original ideas." And I mean, that flipped a switch for me, and she really changed my life. And I went in, I did creative writing throughout high school. In college, I picked a major that was very heavy in writing. And I just, you know, different people have different things that they like to do in their free time. And for me, I like to write. I like to put my ideas on paper, and sometimes nothing comes out of it. And I'm very grateful that this time, you know, this book that is beautiful and beyond my expectations did come out of it.
Emily, what was the teacher's name? Do you remember?
Yeah, Miss Rasmussen.
Is she still around?
She is not. She was probably in her 60s when she was my teacher 20 years ago.
Yes.
But she inspired, I'm sure, so many kids. She'd been a teacher for a long time and then subbed for years after that for different teachers in the county I grew up in.
That's so great that she had that influence. And for you to then take that influence and do something with it, that's the biggest step. There are a lot of people out there who have different dreams and different things they love, but they're sometimes reluctant to take the step. It can be a challenge for people to say, "I'm going to do this, I'm going to commit to this, and I'm going to finish out my goal or to accomplish my dream." And here you have done that. You took that step. What was it that caused you to take that step and say, "I'm going to write a book and I'm going to get this published and I'm going to put this out there for the world to see"?
You know, that's a great question. I think, like I said, I like to write. I've written different stories. And when I put this one down on paper, it just, I don't know, I was like, this is something. This is something to pursue. And so I sent it out to some different friends. I got connected with an editor who helped me really polish it and take it from kind of my ramblings on the page to something that was more presentable. And I got lucky in finding a publisher who said, yeah, you know, we're going to take a chance on you. And but it really was just, I think, having practice, having written for the joy of writing. And then when kind of the right story came along, I was able to move forward and pursue that further. But, you know, if I had just said, all right, today I'm going to write a bestseller, it wouldn't have worked. It had to come kind of organically out of a passion that I have for creating stories.
We can force ourselves to do a lot of things and try to force it.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily work out sometimes for us when we force things as opposed to letting them happen. Just like my show, it's unfolded in a way that I never realized it would open up.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You have to kind of trust and see where your journey takes you. But I think just trying and being willing to do what you care about, whether you know it's going to have a monetary return or not, is just doing it for you and then seeing where that takes you.
That's exactly right. Let's take a quick break, Emily. And when we come back, let's talk about how people can get the book. Here today, we're at the release date. People are listening now at 9 o'clock at night. They can go online and purchase the book. And I'm excited for you, Emily. I'm excited for your family. And I hope that this show does help you get some books out there. We're talking about A Friend for Princess Ada. It's available today. They have a website, and I want Emily to be able to share about how she wants you to connect with her. And moving forward, you can learn about Princess Ada, read this book, and Cora's Corner later on will have a segment with her reading A Friend for Princess Ada, an excerpt of that, so that you can then hear a little bit of the story and decide to purchase a book for your young ones. Here we are in the holiday season coming up, and it's a great gift to offer your children. So I hope you'll stick with us as I continue this conversation with Emily Moore. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Finishes up early,
get away.
And we're back. Today is a special day for Emily Moore as her book is now available, A Friend for Princess Ada. And I wanted her to be able to join me on the show to talk about this. Children's book author Emily Moore, welcome back to The Mark White Show.
Thank you.
So glad to have you today. I know, as we talked about in the first segment, this is an exciting day for you. And I don't know how long you've been anxious, but here, November 15th, when you mark the calendar and you say, okay, this is the day, you've been waiting a while. We've actually interacted in over the time period. And I know that it was a while back that we first interacted and you said, okay, my book's going to come out November 15th. And we just kind of marked the date and said, well, let's get together and talk about this.
Yeah, it's definitely been a long process. I mean, my daughter, who, again, the book is named after Ada, she is 4. And this story first originated when she was a newborn. And I was trying to come up with things to talk about with her in the middle of the night, because they say, talk to your babies. And I go, I don't know what to talk about with her. So I just started making up stories. So we are 4 years in the making, even from getting under contract with my publisher. It's been about 18 months doing illustration, doing editing. It's definitely a long process, but I'm so excited to be at this point.
Let's talk about finding an illustrator. And for you, it was Kim Soderbergh, who's been on the Mark White Show before. And she is an amazing illustrator. I don't know how you were able to get Kim, but I think that's wonderful.
No, she is amazing. Thankfully, my publisher, Brown Books, they're a pretty small publisher based out of Dallas, Texas, but they have some good connections. And so they actually reached out to her for me. They sent me some of her work. And her illustration of animals was just incredible. And this is obviously an animal-heavy book. And so I saw her and I was like, that's my illustrator. I saw her work. And then after meeting her, she is such a sweetheart, and she goes above and beyond for her project. And so it was an honor to work with her. And especially with children's literature, you know, I'm the author and I'm proud of what I wrote, but what I wrote would be so incomplete without her contribution of the illustration.
I love her work, and I'm so glad that she is part of this with you to have A Friend for Princess Ada, this book that's being released today. One of the things that keeps coming into my head, Emily, as I talk to you, I'm thinking about your first dog. I just can't get it out of my head. And the fact that you said that he was with you during your pregnancy and other things that you had gone through, and so it was a very difficult loss. I try to be very open and honest through my show, and one of the things I've dealt with myself is depression, and very deep depression. And I know that animals can help with that. That's why I was able to get Abby to bring into our home, was to try to help me have some comfort dog. And was that dog that way for you? Is that what I was hearing?
I mean, he wasn't specifically there as like a service animal or a comfort animal, but he did definitely fill that role. My husband was so mad at me because he's the one who wanted the dog, right? But he was like, don't let him on the bed. You let him on the bed once, he'll be there forever. I let him on the bed and he was there forever. But I have really difficult pregnancies. And my first pregnancy, he just laid next to me on the couch for 9 months. I mean, he was right there with me when I'm sad, when I would be sad. You know, he was my buddy who came right up and comforted me. And so definitely he filled that really special role in my life.
As I've mentioned earlier, I lost pets, I lost dogs, and I was very close to several of them. One in particular, I remember I was away from my grandparents' home where I lived, and my dog passed away while I was at my dad's. And
that's hard.
To get the news from a distance was really, really hard on me because I wasn't there. Yeah. And even as a grown-up, I'm 43 years old, I'm thinking back to a 12, 13-year-old boy that lost his dog and how difficult that was for me, even now looking back 30 years later.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely, I think if you allow them to, at least dogs become part of your family. They become your best friend and they offer a type of comfort and support and just an unconditional love that there's something unique about that love that a dog gives, and the purity of it and the forgiveness, and they will always be there for you. And it's hard. It's really hard when you lose them.
Absolutely. So Emily, let's go back to the book now, and maybe this will give some people some comfort. Maybe this will give some children some comfort as they learn about Princess Ada and your message through the book. How do you want people to connect with you? Because I know that you do some videos. I've watched some of your videos. You're very interactive with people who follow you, and I think that's great because people want that connection. They want to get to know you. And as a children's book author, you have a unique opportunity now to be known by people and them to connect with your work, connect with you, and feel like they have a friend out there as a children's book author.
Yeah, and I do. I love connecting with people. I love knowing that my book has been, you know, something that your children enjoy. That's the point. That's what I want it to be, is just a point of joy for your family. And so I have my website. It's emilymooreauthor.com, so super easy. And then I also am pretty active on Instagram. And again, it's just at emilymoore.author. And so hopefully, again, pretty easy. I do spell my name E-M-I-L-E-E, so that'll throw some people. But yeah, Emily Moore, and you should be able to find me pretty quickly. And if you reach out and message me, there's a place you can put comments on my website that I can reply to emails. I would love to talk to anyone who wants to know more.
Excellent. And Emily, before we close out, let's talk about support from your family. Let's talk about what it takes to be able to have the time to do this. As you mentioned, Ada's 4 years old now, and so writing a book may not necessarily be the easiest thing to do with distractions of raising a child and other things that you have to do, but what about the support from your family?
Yeah, so Ada's four. I actually have another daughter who is two.
Oh, wow.
You think I'd know that? I'm pregnant with a third right now, so just a little bit going on. But my husband, especially, my parents have been super supportive. I live close to my parents, which has been a blessing, and so my mom has watched the girls when I've had different meetings and things that I've needed to do. And then my husband has just been so supportive, you know, taking time with the kids and really embracing that opportunity so that when I'm like, I need a few hours, I got my book stuff to do, he says, I've got you, and I'm able to take the time to make this a priority in my life, because it is, I'm lucky that I get to be a stay-at-home mom, but this is my job right now, is doing this book, and so I'm lucky that I have a husband who supports me and who doesn't view it as, oh, that's a cute thing you're doing, but as a, hopefully a career for me and something that can be a blessing to my family long-term.
Absolutely, and what beautiful work again by Kim Soderbergh for the illustrations. And I'm looking at Barnes & Noble as we speak. People can go to Barnes & Noble, a friend for Princess Ada, as we learn about the different needs of a child, lonely, needing a friend. And this is, you'll just have to go, people will have to go and look and read a little bit about the characters and the story and then decide to purchase the book. And as I mentioned, Barnes & Noble, it's available. I'm sure it's available on Amazon as well. And one more time with your website.
It's emilymooreauthor.com.
Emilymooreauthor.com. We want people to go there as well. And I do hear a child in the background. Is that the 2-year-old?
Yes. The 2-year-old and the 4-year-old just came to find me.
Are they excited today?
Are you excited about your book?
Yeah.
And that's my 4-year-old, and she says, oh, it's my book.
Oh, yes.
She knows it's her on the cover.
Well, tell her that I am so excited for her today. This is great.
Can you hear me?
Oh, sorry.
Mama.
Would Ada like to talk to me for a second?
Can you go out for a second? Okay, I'll get you a bowl in just a minute. She wants to do some crafts, and I'm on the phone. How dare
I? This is fun. Well, I'm so glad that you have your children there and you're able to be able to have this special day with your family. And I do wish you much success as the book's released, and hope that we do have listeners who go and purchase a copy of A Friend for Princess Ada. I'm looking forward to Cora being able to read this book in the near future.
Well, thank you so much. It has been an absolute pleasure to be on your show, and I really appreciate you inviting me to be here. It means a lot.
Thank you, Emily. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers like Emily Moore, and glad to have her here to share about A Friend for Princess Ada today and her two little girls that are there. She's expecting another. We do wish her all the best on her next child as well, and so glad that she could join us today. I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. That's how A Friend for Princess Ada is going to circulate throughout the world, because you are going to share it with people that you know and care about and love. When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner as she reads A Friend for Princess Ada, written by Emily Moore and illustrated by Kim Soderbergh. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Waltons and Little House on the Prairie cast members are coming to Rogersville, Alabama on December 3rd and 4th, and we want you to join us. The North Alabama Christmas Market not only includes a special meet and greet with some of your favorite cast members, but includes a vendor's market with antiques, jewelry, clothing, handmade crafts, and much more. That's the North Alabama Christmas Market in Rogersville, Alabama, December 3rd and 4th. For more information, email gravelroadmarket@gmail.com. I hope you'll make plans to be with us.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Cora's Corner coming up next, right here on The Mark White Show. Thank God for kids.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC. On today's episode of Cora's Corner, Cora is reading A Friend for Princess Ada, written by Emily Moore and illustrated by Kim Soderbergh. And now, here's Cora White.
Princess Ada was lonely. She lived in a castle with 100 rooms and zero playmates. The king and queen were very busy running the kingdom and often couldn't play.
Ada enjoyed playing with the children who lived in the kingdom, but at the end of each day, they returned to their own families. Every night, the princess found herself alone. Ada thought her village friends could help her, so she sent a decree throughout the kingdom. It read, "Friend wanted, please bring candidates to Princess Ada for review. The Castle 17, Regal Lane." The people of the kingdom wanted to help their princess, but they didn't know who would be her perfect friend. After some thought, a group of villagers brought their first choice to the castle to be introduced to Ada. The friend was a seal. Princess Ada looked at the seal. She felt its slippery skin, watched it balance a ball on its nose, and heard it bark. Then she pronounced, "This seal will never do. I like the way he barks, but he belongs in the water, not inside my castle." The villagers were disappointed, but they were still determined to help. After some thought, they brought the princess a second choice. This next friend was an elephant. Princess Ada looked at the elephant. She ran her hand down the elephant's trunk, whispered a secret into its large ear, and heard it trumpet. Then she pronounced, "This elephant will never do." The villagers said, "She doesn't live in the water like the seal. An elephant is a wonderful friend." Ada replied, "Yes, she lives on land, and I like the intelligent look in her eyes, but she is much too large to live in the castle." The villagers were disappointed, but they were determined to help. They thought some more, and then brought the princess a third choice. This friend was a sloth. Princess Ada looked at the sloth. She rocked it in her arms, stroked its long fur, and listened to its snore. Then she pronounced, "This sloth will never do." The villager said, "But he is much smaller than an elephant. A sloth is a wonderful friend." Ada replied, "He is just the right size, and I like the way he snuggles, but I want a friend that will also play." The villagers were disappointed, but they were determined to help. They thought some more about who would make a good friend for the princess, then decided on a fourth choice to bring Ada. Will this be the friend that Ada is looking for? You can hear the rest of the story by going to Emily Moore author site. Emily is spelled E-M-I-L-E-E. You can also purchase your copy of A Friend for Princess Ada on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. I encourage you to get your copy of A Friend for Princess Ada, written by Emily Moore and illustrated by Kim Soderberg. We appreciate Emily Moore for joining us here on The Mark White Show today and wish her all the best as she has released her brand new book, A Friend for Princess Ada. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by this show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
To live and love in my home. These are my kind of people.